When morning came, the two were barely visible above the snowbank that was piled onto their bodies. The sky had cleared, and when the sun rose, the forest was alive again with the songs of birds and the movement of its hardiest and hungriest. Some were already scurrying about and digging beneath the snow with their hooves. Birds were flying and calling to each other. The air was so fresh, it burned their nostrils. Lali and Loki were certainly ready to get back home as fast as they could, but they were too stiff to move yet. They clung to the warmth that remained within their snow chamber. Around them all moved joyously as the sun rose, spilling great curtains of light that danced with indescribable brilliance upon the freshly fallen snow. Although all was stirring around them, they didn't move or open their eyes, for they were still dreaming dreams so deep they would forget them if they moved or opened their eyes. It was still early morning when a familiar figure came riding up the trail on his way to the little village. His name was Vasquez, and he traded with the Ihupai, that's Lali and Gongi's people. As he came up the trail, his horse shied at the large snow clump in the middle of the road. Something unusual was sticking up in the snow and caught Vasquez's eye. He dismounted his trusty steed, Jalisco, and went closer to investigate the strange snowbank. When Vasquez touched Loki's rump, he was startled from a deep sleep. Quickly, he jumped to his feet. Jalisco recognized Loki, and they greeted each other affectionately. Then Vasquez saw Lali. She was shivering, and her eyes were chattering uncontrollably. She was quite pale, but she was alive. Lali recognized Vasquez, and he too her. He knew she was quite rebellious and figured she'd run away from Gongi again. He was very surprised, though, to see her out on such a stormy day, sleeping in the snow. It was her good fortune to have Loki with her. Vasquez gave Lali a big sip of corn mash to revive and warm her. "Well, how did you come to be out here like this, Lali? Is Gongi with you?" Vasquez asked her when she could finally speak. Then Lali told him the story of her adventure, but not about how she disobeyed Gongi, of course. She never mentioned that part, but Mr. Vasquez figured there was more to the story. Mr. Vasquez had his lunch and shared it with Lali. Jalisco shared his lunch with Loki, and then they were on their way back to the little village in the pine forest, where Gongi waited frantically for some word of Lali. Soon Lali began to recognize the landmarks and knew they were getting closer to home. The great thunderheads watched her smiling broadly. They were hopeful, but not really sure if Lali had learned her lesson yet. They decided unanimously that she had not, and continued to watch her lovingly for the chance to test her again. On the way home, Lali had the strange feeling she was being watched again. And sure enough, the ancestral elders inside the giant thunderheads were patiently watching her every move. She didn't think they could hear her thoughts, but they could. She just ignored them. They were only clouds and would pass. When they came to a familiar ridge overlooking the village, they stopped to rest for a moment. It had been a tough climb, even with the horses. Lali felt lucky to be alive, Loki too. They stood close to the edge of the ledge, looking down on the smoking teepees. The sun was sparkling on the edge of the water as the stream wound its way through the happy little village. "Oh, I'll be so glad to get home again," thought Lali wistfully. "But I'm still going to run away again whenever I feel like it," she fantasized, confidently defying fate. Lolly's attitude angered the ancestral grandmothers, and they decided to teach Lolly a real lesson now. Mr. Vasquez was adjusting his load and not paying any attention to Lolly, so he didn't see when the whirling wind picked up Loki's tail and twirled it hard, snapping it on its rump. Loki bolted instinctually up onto his hind legs and pitched sharply towards the precipice. He was trying to regain his balance so they both wouldn't go over the ledge. Lolly was pulling hard on his rein, and she looked down in terror at the possibility of such a long, hard fall to the valley below. No one could survive such a fall, she thought. Just before closing her eyes in fear, Lolly caught a glimpse of the faces of the ancestors still watching her from the clouds above her head. The whirling wind brought new snow, and Lolly, scared to her bones, cried out aloud. Loki, balanced unsurely on the ledge, was trying to land his front hoofs somewhere. They pawed the wind frantically. "I didn't mean it. I'll be good. I'll be very good. I promise," she shouted at the top of her lungs. "I believe. I believe," she sobbed. Just then, Lolly felt like the whole world was moving backwards, and she thought she was falling. When she opened her eyes, to her surprise, she saw that they were safe. She looked behind her and saw Vasquez still holding onto Loki's tail. Mr. Vasquez had pulled them to safety just in time. Loki was stunned, but Jalisco gave a whinny, bringing him back to his senses. He was fine when he saw what had happened.